It's January 28th. We will be interviewing Eileen Nortman, Eileen Nortman. We're in Lisa Fine's office at MSU. Interview will be at 4 o'clock.
We usually start the interviews just by asking some background information about the people and where they came from and that kind of thing. Okay. And actually, we have a lot of that already because we've already interviewed Doris. But we can get it again, I suppose. Were you born in the Lansing area?
Williamson, from Lansing.
And did you go to school in Williamson as well?
Yes.
High school?
Grade school, high school, grade school.
All one school.
Oh. Okay. And your parents, were they from the Michigan area?
Yes.
And they were born in the United States, born here in Michigan.
Okay.
And the same with your grandparents? I think some one of your relatives are from Germany, right?
Yeah. Okay. My grandfather and grandson.
Okay, great. What we were most interested, obviously, is your experiences at the RIA. That's what this is all about. So why don't you start by telling us when you first started working at the RIA?
Yes, I must have been a whole son of 17 years old.
Okay.
And
was it right out of high school that you went there? Or are you still working?
I was still in high school. 16. I turned 17 October and I started working.
Okay.
And you were still in school when you were working there?
No. I graduated when I was 16.
Oh, you graduated.
No. All you had to do was fill out an application and you go down and take a physical and you were in the shop.
Where'd you take your physical? If you just go to a separate doctor?
No, they had a doctor right there.
Right there at the factory?
Right there at the factory. And it was on Baker Street, you know.
In the first aid area, so to speak?
First aid.
Okay.
Now this was, they needed people and they were quick about hiring and easy about hiring because it was the war.
Right.
It was World War II. And we'll be able to figure out this age, your age this way, but when was it, what year was that you started?
Geez, I graduated in 1942.
So it was 1943?
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
It doesn't seem like it somehow.
And why did you pick the RIA, or did it matter that it was the RIA?
Well, I was working at a dime store, and I was only getting 20 cents an hour.
A dime store in Williamson?
In Williamson.
Mm-hmm. Behind the counter?
We can. Well, it was everything.
Oh, okay.
Stock the shelves and it was just a little dime store. Then it was getting, then everybody said you should go to the shop, you get a dollar more.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned around, decided I might as well.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't seem like you were stepping down to work in a factory and working in a store?
Not really.
Didn't bother you?
No.
Okay. Because that's something
that was going to be permanent.
Okay. Right. So that made a difference that it was just for the war.
And I was going to be out of it.
Uh huh. Did you do it for patriotic reasons too, besides just money?
Well, I had three or four brothers
in the war.
So in a way, this was a chance for you to help the war effort win there.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing spine grinding for trucks.
We're doing what kind of
spline? You know, big old real trucks had, where they shift the gears, they have spline and get your gears in. That's what I did.
Hmm. S-P-L-I-N-E?
Spline.
Okay.
Now you said you were making 20 cents
an hour
at the dime store, and you were making $1.20 at Rio an hour. That's not bad for anybody in 1943.
Did you work, they had, two shifts going in, didn't they, during the war?
I started at 7 o'clock in the morning, we was out at probably about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
You didn't have to work a swim shift?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think women do that too much.
Working at night, because it's dangerous, or they thought it might be dangerous.
Well, you know, people didn't have cars, they walked.
You walked from in from Williamson?
No, we
oh.
Pulled a
car. Okay.
Oh, you see, they had gas rationing up.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. You got 4 gallons a week or something.
So you got these little tickets, and that's all the gas you get. So you went with somebody else, or you borrowed a brother's car or something. I didn't have a car.
But you pulled with other people who were coming into town.
Right.
Yeah. Did you have to get trained?
I had an older man train me, and it didn't come to maybe an hour. Wasn't
good. And the person who'd done the job before you was a man?
An old man.
Usually had done it before.
Yeah. It was sort of heavy.
Heavy work.
Was it?
Oh, those lines were heavy.
Is it? It must have been kind of tough to get used to.
Well, I didn't have muscle, but...
Did you have to wear any protective gear?
Oh, we had goggles, and all you hear was done up in a sort of a
net. A hat with a net on the back part to keep your hair out.
In my hair was wrong.
Was it?
I love it.
So you didn't think it was hard work. I mean, it was hard physical labor, but it wasn't hard to learn it or anything.
No, it wasn't. Anybody could learn it.
Anybody could learn it.
Mm-hmm. And as far as physical, they want to make sure that you were able to do that kind of work. And you stood on your feet all the time.
Mm-hmm. All day.
And you didn't get any break except to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Did they have bathrooms for women?
Oh, you sort of watched the men go in and wait till they got out.
Oh, so it had been a men's department, so there wasn't any bathroom for
them. No, you used to go with two girls, you see.
You were going to go in together. Yeah. Huh.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Did they have showers for you?
No.
Didn't have showers either? So you came home pretty grimy.
Yeah, you were dirty.
Yeah.
And smelly, that shop smell, that oily odor.
It was like an oily smell.
Yeah.
If I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
You had to wear shoes that had steel things on it, so if you drop anything, you want to hurt your toes.
Oh, steel toes. Did you, where'd you get steel-toed shoes? Did a lot of the shoe stores sell them? Or?
No, the shop sold them, but you had to buy them.
You had to buy them. Were they very expensive?
No, I don't remember.
I wonder what they did about, there were coupons for shoes, too, during the war. I wonder, did you have to give one of your coupons when you bought those shoes to work in?
No, it's weird, I can't remember that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if you was working there, they recommended to get those shoes.
Yeah. Mm. How long did you work? Was this the only job you had when you were at Rio for the war? Yeah. The line grinding.
Yeah. See, it's just like when you shift your car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, if you look at a big old Rio truck, you can see the whole spline come right there when you shift it.
Okay.
I mean, have you ever seen a big old truck on a Rio?
Mm-hmm.
And you had to make sure that they were just precise and one of the little
micrometers.
Make sure that they were just so.
And you were grinding off rough edges or something, so the
right.
Gear
had to be just
little piece of gears.
Right, it was really delicate work.
Oh.
Decent and heavy.
Hmm. And you had to hold it up while you did this? Or?
No, you put it on a machine.
I see.
And you had two little things that held on, and then you just put the little spline. There was a little wheel.
Like a little grinding wheel?
A little grinding wheel.
Oh, okay.
And you just put right back down.
Hmm.
And then you thought it was just right, you get measuring.
How long would it take you to do each one truck, say?
As far as the spline, it took us probably 45 minutes for one spline.
To work on one truck a long time?
We were not on piecework.
Hmm. How are you rate?
A lot of people there were on piecework.
Mm-hmm.
Were there a lot of other women in the same department with you?
I'd say it was probably this year.
Was your sister with you there?
Oh, she was over in the other.
Or she was in a different place?
So when you hired in, they split you up?
Yeah, well, she was on some kind of a grinder, but
Hmm.
I can't remember what kind she was on. She was there.
Mm-hmm.
She's employed very well.
Right, we're going to call her, though, in a few months. How long did you work there? The rest of the war?
No. I got sick of it, bought me a car, and went to California.
Oh. And how long did it take you to get sick of it?
I think I was there probably 2 years.
2 years. Well, that's a lot of time.
So the war was older?
It was getting pretty old, right down.
It was in the summer, maybe, that you left?
We left in the fall.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then came back and returned again.
Oh. Were you single the whole time you were at Rio?
You bet.
Yeah. did you join the union?
We had to.
You had to.
It was
a closed shop.
It was a closed shop.
OSHA.
Yeah. So they check the dues out of your wages?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I was just going to ask.
Yeah.
Just like they do here.
Just like they do now.
Yeah. And did they have any problems while you were there?
No.
Everything was pretty smooth.
Yeah, then people wanted to work and help the cause. And
mm-hmm.
I didn't see any problem.
Mm-hmm. That you were aware of when you were working there.
I saw a lot of things going on.
And that's what we want to know about. What kinds of things did you see going on?
Oh, these men are married, playing around with these other girls.
Oh.
And then you see it nowadays too.
Oh, sure. Nothing mm-hmm. changes.
So having women in the shop was a little disruptive.
For some
of them, that's true. We shouldn't generalize. Some of
them I'd say probably 10 or 15%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say this. You still have them work.
Was it mutual, or were they bothering these girls?
Oh, I think the girls liked it.
Oh, they did?
I'm sure they did.
Because they were
very many men around, you know?
Yeah, most men had gone away to
the
war. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. But, you know, after a while, it was the same old thing. And I don't see how people can work and stuff all day long, you know?
You mean the kind of workplace that it was?
It's
monotonous.
Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
And then I just decided I had it. And my sister and I decided we had it. So she said, well, we're going to, I said, we're going to California. So I bought an old used car and went to California.
You were lucky to find a used car to buy.
Yeah, well, we had a couple flats going out.
Did you? Tires were hard to come by, too.
Yeah.
They were.
And the roads weren't so great back then.
Oh,
no interstate highway system.
Must have gone out 66.
Over
Route 66.
It took us about a week to get out of there.
Yeah.
But we didn't learn in a hurry. There's another girl who went with us.
So you kind of shared expenses and had a good time.
You know, nothing was really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we couldn't get stuff.
Yeah.
Now, there was a lot of propaganda around then, 44, for people to not do just the thing that you were doing. Don't quit. Don't give up now. We need your production more than ever. But it obviously didn't have an impact that much on you.
Well, it did. But, you know, it's just like you said at your desk so long, you got to get up and move.
Yeah.
And you're on your feet and you're not getting any younger.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to work here forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I'm going to take a short vacation to Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
My sister took a short vacation and got married.
So no pressure was put on you by your supervisors or fellow workers not to quit?
This older guy thought I should stay. Because, you know, I had a brother overseas and a couple other brothers on the ship. So I just told him I was just tired.
Mm.
But, you know, a kid at that age.
Sure, you were probably a month. 19 or...
No, you just... Hey, what am I doing?
You don't think about those higher purposes as much.
You know, really, I was looking for the paycheck. And sure, you was working... I mean, they had a whole bunch of contracts, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
You said, you thought you were paying the cost.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got home, the only thing you could do is go roller skating.
Roller skating was paid then.
Hmm.
Do you remember anybody getting hurt, any of the women in particular, getting hurt on the job? Or I've heard that the machines were old and...
Yeah, they were old.
And of course, during the war, they couldn't replace the machine, or...
Well, and right there where I was, I never saw it, but I heard that certain sections, they missed a couple fingers on a presses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta watch them, the big presses, and comes on the floor, but... I mean, you can put your fingernails real close on those grinding wheels.
Ooh.
Gosh. But I didn't have any problem with
that. Do you remember if there were any women that were stewards or committee persons, I guess we'd say now? Any women that were really active in the union?
Jealous with their women.
We haven't really heard that like that.
We haven't. The thought just occurred to me.
Yeah.
And
it would be interesting.
Shortly before she came in, we were just watching.
Hmm.
Usually you think of the men being in the union, you know.
But just like here, you got to join the work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you teach?
No, I don't. My husband does.
You teach?
Yeah, I teach here.
I teach here. Yeah.
What about the clubhouse? Was there a lot of stuff going on there?
Yeah, it was like a bingo and, you know, dances.
Mm-hmm. So that was something other than roller skating?
But I didn't, you know,
you didn't participate in that?
Well, once in a while, but, you know, once you got home.
Right, you didn't want to come back in. Yeah.
You didn't have to get gas either.
And stuff.
I have to think in those terms. I don't think
But a lot of times, if we want to do anything, we had a friend living not too far from there. We'd go take a bath or some, you know, change your clothes and go in the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago. How can you see?
Yeah. Did you pick Rio for any particular reason, or did you just end up there because they were hiring?
You know, I really, how old we got started, yet somebody says, and the group was saying, why don't you go in the back, you get twice as much money.
Right. Right. But why Rio? I mean, there was other factors in town, too.
That's what made you think of Rio, or?
No, they were hiring, but it was just word by mouth.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say, well, the olds, but I don't even, at the time, I wasn't paying any attention to the olds.
Mm-hmm.
The old Molly College.
Oh, so you felt more in terms of Rio? Because it was a local?
Well, Rio was making trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And Oldsmobile was building something else that I don't recall.
They were making ammunition, big shells.
Mm-hmm. For the war?
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar to that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Both of
you? Shirley's mother, no, I'm not. Shirley's mother worked at Rio.
And so did my dad.
Is that right?
Yeah, my mother worked at the receiving department. And then after we were in the lawnmower department.
They did make the lawnmowers, didn't they, actually?
Yep. They were making them actually years before, and then they went back to it afterwards.
Now, it's nice to say, sanitary supply, do you know?
No, I haven't. In fact, I've seen Silver Lead, their new big warehouse there where the Rio used to be. But it's the strangest feeling even now to go by where the Rio stood and see that. And take a lot. You know, the clubhouse is gone and everything is gone.
They should have held on to that clubhouse.
Yeah. I wish I had for me. I would have liked to see it. I never even saw it.
Where are you from?
I'm from New York.
Are you?
Yeah, and I didn't come here until I started working here in 85, so it was long gone.
Oh, yeah. 81, didn't we? Winter of 81.
I enjoyed working there.
You did?
I did. The girls were friendly and...
I worked with an older group for us. They were guys.
But you worked mostly with older men. And they treated you okay?
Oh, yeah. They were just one of the kids, you know?
One of the kids.
They helped you out. They did. They were pretty good. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We've heard that from some of the men we've interviewed, too, when we've asked them. You know, like they worked before the war and after the war. How'd you feel about it when the women came in? And they said, we helped them out. We were, you know, we thought of them as daughters or sisters. Or so we had to check it out from the woman's perspective. That's what we wanted to talk to you.
There were a lot of older women, too, that went to work in the shops. They weren't doing something specific like you were doing, probably sitting and sorting or doing something.
There was quite a few women there.
Mm-hmm. So even though it was monotonous, you think that it had there was a good atmosphere?
Oh yeah, I'm sure there was. That's just part of this week here.
Did you get a pay raise while you were there, or did you?
Well, I'm sure we all did. I can't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. I think I was earning $1.35.
I don't know why this never occurred to me before, but I wonder if they had any kind of bonuses when they met the contracts or any kind of thing that filtered down. Or did they ever come around to your department and say, we made our quota? And I don't remember. They used to have flags that they put on top of the buildings when they made their quota or something. The government used to give them a big flag, an E for efficiency or something?
Hmm. Yeah, they did.
Did they ever come around to your department, anybody, and congratulate the workers, or...?
Not to be clear.
Okay. All of a sudden, it just flashed into my mind that I remember those green flags flying on the top of the...
Huh.
Every so often, there'd be one run up the pole there, or over the walls, too.
That was an old building. Those buildings were old when I started. Those buildings
Where did you park? Did you have to park and walk quite a ways to get to your department?
We parked right across the street where it was the Dairy Queen now. Dairy Queen. I don't know if you saw it.
Yeah, it's, I think so.
On
Washington?
Right straight now. Yeah, around Washington.
So the part of the building we worked in was also facing Washington or down Baker?
Right straight from Washington.
Oh.
Down.
Downstairs.
And right straight up the shop.
Oh.
Was this your only experience working in the factory? In your work plan?
Mm-hmm.
After that, you never went back to work in the factory?
Back.
Even though the money was...
Yeah, probably. A lot of women are still in it.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah. But you didn't want to go back?
Mm-hmm. No.
I think she was off to adventure. And why not when you're 19 or 20 or whatever?
Yeah. Do what you want to do. You only been around once. And I'm doing what I want to do now.
Uh-huh.
Good. I'm busy, but...
Are you a hockey fan?
Oh, yeah.
My husband has a funny saying. He went to a fight, the hockey game broke out.
Do you have tickets?
Are you kidding? We probably killed for tickets.
Yeah, they had tickets selling yesterday.
They did?
Bowling Green City turned back in.
Oh. Well, because they didn't have enough of their own people to take.
So, where we allowed them so much. Mm-hmm. And they was one they turned back and sell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do any tickets, so. But I'll get tickets for people. No, they pay exactly face value. They don't give any money.
You're not scalping tickets,
no.
You're saying. By the way, we can tell when we leave that.
No. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work. But,
did you do mostly, when you went back to work, did you do mostly office kind of work?
Not really. I worked at Mahogany Farms.
Oh.
What is that?
It's a beef cattle farm that's out in Williamson. Now, we have a cattle company selling it now.
Huh.
They had all these white fences. The views are between 52.
Mm-hmm.
You were
52? Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Those white fences?
Mm-hmm.
I worked out there.
Mm-hmm.
Took care of the records and took care of the guy.
No, I didn't. Well, you took care of the records, so it was kind of like an office.
Yeah, it was an office, but...
clerical in a way.
Yeah.
But we was outdoors. I mean, I would go out and check.
Oh, you... Oh.
When these guys are breeding cattle.
Hmm.
I check this guy. This woman's going to go out again. Break through this wall. It was records, but you had to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
You could
tie it down to a desk.
No.
What did you do in the Navy, Annie?
Well, I went to school in the Navy. When I started at Great Lakes, went to Charleston, South Carolina. Then I started going to school. That's where I got my kind
of experience.
So
you got your skills from the Navy to Canada.
Hmm. Yeah,
because you didn't want to grind planes the rest of your life.
Oh, those flying grinders, no. I think if I was still got somewhere around, though.
Oh. Wouldn't doubt it.
Because, you know, with big trucks, you can see it underneath them.
You know there are still those old real trucks on the road?
I see them. The Army has them too.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Sorry.
And they're still building real trucks in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
What?
The real giant, they call it. They only build one model. And they're almost hand-built, practically. Jack Down went over to the factory and watched them build them. Had a little tour. Because we've interviewed several people who have said that when the reel finally went broke, there were people out there just crying for those trucks. They wanted those trucks. The phone would ring right off the secretary's desk. Can we get one? Can we get part? Can we get an engine? Can we get anything? You know, we want whatever we can get.
Well, it's just the doors were there just about up to the time they closed the door.
Yeah. In the office. She was upstairs in the office. Yeah. She wasn't working there when you were, though. She came later, right?
She got married.
service down in Mississippi with her husband.
Uh-huh. Oh, he was in the service down there?
And I don't know what she did.
Oh my goodness.
It was long ago in a different world.
Well, you know, when they get married, it's just, they go their way. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was a different one. Well, I mean, I hear it in the summertime quite often, but even my twin sister, she died before. I can't miss that kind of
stuff. It was not my favorite thing to do. Mm. I like St. Pete's around the year. And my Indian Christmas.
It's too crowded.
Do you remember, I know it's a long time ago, but do you remember who your supervisor was there in that department? What department was it? Was it just called the...
Yeah, well, more or less what do you call it? The grinders.
Just called the grinding department?
And I don't remember who the supervisor was, but my brother-in-law was coming.
Oh, he did?
Oh, he did.
Did he?
He's still alive, too.
Hmm.
Ford Lasher. He married my older sister.
Oh. Who's your older sister? That's not Doris, is it?
Virginia.
You have another one?
This must be a big family, because you said you had several brothers.
Yeah, I had six brothers and four
sisters. Oh,
that's wonderful. See, I'm the only child, so I think.
A brother-in-law, Ford Lasher?
And he lives over on Greenlawn, right across the street from Benjamin.
Oh. And your sister, your older sister's name was Virginia Lasher?
Mm-hmm. Yep, their last name was Lasher.
L-A-S-C-H-E-R?
I think it's her as well. I don't get along on the side of
I wonder if he's
an older man. Mm-hmm. He worked there for a long time. Mm-hmm.
At the Rio?
Wonder if he would consent to an interview at some time.
Yeah. We might write him a letter first.
Yeah, we just...
Yeah.
We won't bring you into
no,
the
we won't
first
bring
show. We just say that we knew he worked there.
Did he work there first? Is that? Do you think maybe that might have been the reason why
he wasn't married to my sister then.
Oh, he wasn't. Okay.
But that's where I knew him from. Mm. He was playing the girls.
Oh. And he ended up with your sister. Did she work there too?
No.
No?
She didn't.
He didn't meet her through... Did he meet her through you?
No.
Oh. It's a small town, isn't it?
You know, it isn't a very large town.
No.
Really.
I don't think their telephone book is in it.
The name's not in the telephone book?
Mm. But I also changed it.
Okay. But we would write them a letter first. We wouldn't just call them out of the blue. So.
Their son's name is Mirandoff. Mm. And he'd say the address. Darren Marendorf. Do you know it?
No.
He works over at MSU too.
Oh, really? Oh.
Let me see. I even got it. This is what it came in.
You got a hockey ticket, right?
Yeah, you can't lose them.
Got
three of them. I have storytelling tickets if anybody knows.
Hey, I got to... Her last telephone number was 323-0060.
Okay. You said they were on Greenlawn?
Greenlawn.
Okay, you don't know that number?
No, but you could call her son and...
Okay. All right. We'll find her.
I got basketball tickets here, so I'm not parking tickets. But I'm taking my brother to the game. He's never been in Brazil.
Oh.
Yeah, my son needs us to... He doesn't want to pay those big old parking. And they charge like $10 a parking.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah, my husband has the best book to this, and he usually parks here.
Yeah. Well, see, we don't get the money. DPS.
Mm. Now, you said you were on hourly, but a lot of the other workers there were on piece, right?
Piece.
Was it the women that were on?
Some of the women were on piece.
Oh, they were too. Do you remember why? Some were on hourly and some were on piece?
Mine was so precise.
They didn't want you to rush.
Yeah, they had to be just right.
Okay. So it depended on the job.
Right.
Okay. All right, that's interesting. because we've talked to a lot of people. They changed almost everybody to hourly after the war. You probably didn't know that because you weren't there. But before that, I was just curious. I thought everybody was on because I didn't realize they were hourly workers too. So this is interesting to know that. So people who had very, like you did, precise kind of work, they were paid by the hour. Were there any attempts made to speed you up at all? Make the work faster?
You couldn't really speed it up.
You couldn't. Okay. So you just worked at your
I wasn't the only spine grinder. They were sort of like in a circle.
Okay. A whole bunch of you working together.
The truck came along in a line in front
of
you?
No, we didn't have a line.
Oh.
You just got these things to work on one after the other.
Then there was a wood box or something so it wouldn't get anything.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
And then they didn't assemble it right there.
No, then it was taken to the assembly line.
But let's say you spent an hour and a half on a spline. Would somebody come over to you and say, wait a minute?
Oh, you're having troubles. That may help.
They figure out what was wrong.
There, it could be a machine.
Mm-hmm. So they had a basic idea of how long you should
take. Yeah, you had what they call a basic setup manual.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had problems, you could
come. Okay. So that's how they kept you at a certain rate.
You average out about the same.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have some that just wasn't going to work or wasn't smoothing out or whatever?
Yeah, they just scratched some of
them. Some of them scratched. Okay. Was that too much scrap? Did they come over and see what was going on?
No, we didn't try to scrap all of it. You know, we didn't really try to scrap it.
No, I know, but if you were having troubles or something.
It could have been on somebody else's work, too.
Uh-huh.
I guess that's what I was thinking. If the pieces were coming to you and they hadn't been done correctly before they got to you, I was wondering if there were a lot of those or just
an inspection table before it got to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The last one, you more or less was the last one.
Oh, okay.
And he had to make precise little instruments.
Because it had to work when you were done with it.
That's about all I did. Mm-hmm. I got very boring. But you said the money was good.
Yeah, the money was good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we paid any income tax. If we did, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. So what you made, you took home. And could you spend it the way you wanted to?
Well, I paid for my room and board. And
you paid some room and board to your parents?
My grandmother.
To your grandmother.
Then we got a little house by ourselves.
Who's we?
My twin sister.
Oh, you and your sister.
Yeah, there's a bunch of us, you know.
But we grew up in ours. And you kind of wanted your own place after living in a family.
It worked out better that way, too.
Uh-huh.
You were on your own dogs.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have wheels. We had our own bicycles.
Mm-hmm.
Bicycles? And was there a bus line that went from where you lived on the way to? That's right. I remember Dora saying something about their not.
Yeah, I think I probably have
about
the same
their not
response.
Hitchhike?
Oh, yeah.
Hiking was safer then.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Oh, my.
We didn't have a problem. We never thought of anybody get hurt or anything.
I have to tell you something that one of the people we interviewed said. He said, I'm not going to mention his name, but you know who I'm talking about. All the trouble in the world today is because they let women into the factories in World War II.
Is that right?
That's what he said. They should never let them in there because they got to earn their own money, and that's the source of all the problems that we're having today.
Well, there's probably somebody that still says the vote did it. Let the women vote.
No, that's what he said.
Well, I can believe it.
Yeah, he said, you know, he didn't have any problems with it, that they should get the same pay, and you know,
he just thought that women starting to earn their own money
was the problem.
Too much independence.
Then the family started,
yeah,
maybe moving apart.
Yeah.
That's it, I think.
And so that's another reason why we're interested in the woman's perspective on that. People, you know, the women themselves who were actually in the shops and what kind of atmosphere they had there. These are the kinds of men that they're working with.
Did you have a decent place to eat lunch? You talked about not being able to go to the restroom until...
Oh, they just had like a couple tables.
Right near where you were working?
No, they had sort of like in a cage.
Oh, in a fenced-in place, area?
So it'd be safe.
Yeah, it'd be safe so nothing was flying.
Flying around?
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Was it very far from your work area?
Not really. Oh. You could see where.
You could see your room. Did you get, 20 minutes or half hour or hour?
Well, probably 20 and a half hour. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do, I mean, all you had to do is get lunch.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Did you mix it all with the people? With the people that you're working with.
They were pretty friendly.
Mm-hmm. I remember too that people were buying war bonds during the war. Did you buy bonds working there? Or did they take it out of your check? I mean, you had to consent to it, of course. But.
You know, I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. I know I bought bonds, but I don't know.
If the Rio did it.
Yeah.
Well, the Rio did it because my mother bought bonds.
She did.
Rio. Mm-hmm. And I think that was. I remember them having big bond drives. You know, somebody important would come to town and come down to the Rio and talk to the workers. And I don't know that they talked to all of them, but.
Mm-hmm. Did you think you were, you said that it was okay because you knew you were only going to do it temporary. You know, that the routine of it. Did you think you were in a place, a strange place for a woman to be when you were there? You always feel like you're a little out of place, but this is not really.
Well, like it's a man's world.
Yeah. Did you feel that way there?
The group I worked with were pretty nice guys. I mean, they treated me like a kid.
Yeah.
Which is I was. And they were very helpful, so.
So you didn't think about it that way?
No.
Necessarily.
But they needed to see me go.
Oh, that's nice.
But mm-hmm. I think most of them did.
Mm-hmm. Because they were older guys already. Yeah. Well, we've interviewed some people who did work during the war, but they were probably young, like you, when they were there, you know, in their mm-hmm. teens or 20s, so.
I wish somehow it were possible to talk to some of the people that worked there earlier on, but.
Yeah, unfortunately, I
don't know. Well, you might chat with you before last, and that's the only one I can think of.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of any of the other, you mentioned that, so this leads me to another question. Can you think of any of the other women that you worked with that you still see that you think women that you might be able to talk to? Or?
I mean, once I left there, I don't think I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of, you know, we've come into contact with a lot of people through organizations that still all get together. A lot of people who work there.
I know Doris does. And I went golfing with her. I'm golfing for the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't recognize any of them. I worked with a bunch of older guys.
Yeah.
And they're part of the government.
Yeah.
Sure. People change.
Did you think the work was, you said again it was temporary, so that kind of puts it in a different light, but did you think this is dirty stuff? You know?
Oh yeah, I thought it was dirty.
Dirty, and that may be a reason why you didn't want to spend the rest of your life doing that.
Well, this one guy that had been there for 14 or 15 years, doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, how could he do that?
To do that. It's so monotonous.
It is monotonous, you know, all the time.
Was there any satisfaction that you could get from looking at all the splines that you had grind that day and think, I did a good job at work, yeah. Was there an element of that to it at all?
I took a ride on one of them.
You did?
Which is interesting.
Yeah. So you can see what you did, how what it contributed.
I wasn't the only one in the whole group of us took a ride.
Mm-hmm.
It was different.
That's interesting. Then you get a feel for the finished product, which
right.
is what I helped to do.
Yeah. Just a little bit I did.
But that can only go so far, right? I mean,
yeah,
it may not work for 14 years.
No.
For you at least.
Oh, I'm not one to set my monotonous job anymore.
Yeah.
That's about all I can remember.
Yeah. You described it as kind of like an episode. Do you think it had any effect on the rest of the jobs that you did later or anything?
I knew I wanted to go back. Yeah.
You didn't want to go back to a factory. Yeah. Even though the pay was good?
Even though the pay was good.
Okay. Okay, so there was more important things than the money.
Oh.
Okay.
Alright.
That's it.
Well, I'm sorry it took me so long to get together with you guys.